AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. More events are being canceled because of smoke in the air from wildfires in Canada. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House had planned to host thousands of LGBTQ plus people for a South Lawn picnic this evening, but that's been pushed to the weekend due to poor air quality here in Washington. The Nationals called off their matinee with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Smoke is scrapping other sports as well. Racing at New York's Belmont Park is canceled. Football's Giants called off practice.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the air quality level there is just too high.
Right now we're experiencing 209 in Brooklyn, 207 in Queens, and 191 in the Bronx. And again, normal is 50. Actually, quite often in the state of New York, we have pristine air. It's normally about 35.
Air quality conditions may improve this weekend. Ukraine says Russian forces shelled the southern Ukrainian city, inundated by flooding and a catastrophic dam collapse, forcing a suspension of some rescue efforts. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Black Alabama voters in a defense of the Voting Rights Act. The justices affirmed a lower court ruling that found a likely violation of the Voting Rights Act in Alabama's congressional map, with one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts in a state where more than one in four people there are black. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the Voting Rights Act is alive and well.
It's clear that the Alabama legislature engaged in race-based gerrymandering. And they're not the only ones throughout the country who have done that.
Officials say a devastating 2021 Colorado wildfire was caused by a smoldering fire outside a home and power lines. Nearly 1,100 homes were destroyed and two people died in heavily populated suburbs between Denver and Boulder. This is AP News. The main suspect in the disappearance of American Natalie Holloway has left Peru, headed to the U.S.
Joran Vandersloot is wanted in the U.S. on one count each of extortion and wire fraud, the only charges to ever have linked the Dutch citizen to the disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba in 2005. Holloway, who lived in suburban Birmingham, Alabama, was 18 when she vanished during a trip with classmates to Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot, who was a student at an international school on the island. Her body was never found. Vandersloot has been serving a 28-year sentence for the murder of a Peruvian woman. It was not immediately clear when he would make his first court appearance in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
The head of the government's office that investigates automobile safety problems resigned after the release of a harsh audit criticizing how the office was managed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.